Welcome to the Connected for Real podcast. I'm Revitin Batren Grossman, a marriage coach for women in business. And my mission is to bring God's presence into your life, into your marriage, and into your business. Let's get started.
And we are live. Welcome, everyone, to the Connected for Real podcast. I am Revitin Batren Grossman, and I'm a marriage coach for women in business. And I am so excited to be here today, first of all, because we are standing on the border between the new fiscal year, between the old and the new. And that feels really exciting. And it also means that there are new things happening. There are, you know, just lots of new thoughts, new ideas, new systems, and a new way you might be able to hear the difference. Please let me know if you like it better and how it is for you, the listening experience with the new mic. It's super exciting for me because a lot of people I've been talking to, the first thing they do is get a new mic, and it's just really funny because I did not get a mic until I was almost at 100 episodes. So there you go. Just, you know, I'm modeling for you what it means to let it be messy and just start and then, you know, sort of put it together as you go. So that's one thing that's new is I have a new mic. Another thing that I'm going to be talking about is the new system that I've put into place for the episodes and how I would like the flow of the podcast to go. And I'm going to tell you all about my offer and how it's being newified. So that's exciting too. So let's get into it. Okay. If you're watching on YouTube or listening on the podcast, just so you know, we do go live on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and on YouTube. So you're going to be able to subscribe there and be told when we're going live. And, you know, if you do have a question or anything that you want to send in, feel free to do that on our website, connectedforreal.com, or to my email, advice@connectedforreal.com. Okay, so let's get into it. As you guys know, my specialty is that intersection between marriage and business. And it's not just that, it's the ability to contain all of the things that life has to offer you and juggle all of that, right? For us, it looks like marriage and business because those are the major things that we have on our plates, like the things that we choose to be, you know, priority. If you're a married woman, and you also have a business, you may feel the pull between the two because your business feels good and it's the place that you're being called to serve. It's a place that makes you feel competent. It's a place where you are appreciated for what you can offer. So there's a lot of really great stuff that your business gives to you and that you can give in your business and through your business. And you don't want to pay a price with your marriage. So then the marriage pulls and says, wait, what's going on? I don't want to give up on this top priority of my life. What happens is that there's my two extremes in examples. The one extreme is my marriage is finally working or it's the most important thing in my life and I don't want to pay a price. So I am not going to grow my business past a certain limit because I believe that limit is going to tip the scale. So I end up using my marriage as an excuse to not grow my business. That's not okay. We can talk about that, but that's what your subconscious brain is saying so that you can stay protected and keep your priorities straight. My marriage is important to me. My business should be less important to me. And therefore I need to protect my marriage from this monster that could grow too fast or this thing that could suck me away from the things that matter in my life. And when I say marriage, I'm obviously talking about, you know, family life. Marriage comes, you know, most of the time with children and with parenting and with all of the stuff that comes along with it. But I want you to remember that even within all of this family package, the marriage is the core. And a lot of people forget that and then focus on parenting or focus on the kids or focus on whatever family stuff is less centered around the core. And then they end up losing the core, but focusing on the outside things. It's very sad because your kids end up paying a price for that. And it's not the way God intended for it to be. Okay. So marriage trickles down to your family. And it's amazing how if everything feels like it's up in the air and you don't know where to start, start with your marriage and it will trickle down to your parenting. It will make life so much easier to deal with your children, to deal with hidden differences, to deal with all these, you know, things that are coming up in your life around your family when you can just focus on the core, which is the marriage. So we spoke about the marriage. We spoke about the example of using your marriage as an excuse to not grow too much. And then you're holding yourself back. So even though you say you want to grow this year, or you say that you want your business to make more money, in reality, your brain is holding you back and self-sabotaging all the time so that you don't pay a price with your marriage. Okay. On the other extreme, we have the wife who is not so happy in her marriage, or she's like a little bit giving up on this whole endeavor. And so she leans into her business because, hey, this thing feels good. It makes me feel accomplished. And there's no one criticizing me. There's nobody putting me down. There's nobody who's, you know, controlling me in this space. So I'm creating a space where I can thrive without having to deal with anybody. What happens then is, as opposed to this side where you're using it as an excuse, here you're using it as an escape. And that's also not healthy, because using your business as an escape is actually not good for you. And eventually it will backfire. Okay. And then you're going to turn around and be like, oh, I reached my goal. I made it to 1 million. I made it to 6 figures. I made it to whatever the goal was. And I have nothing to do with that. Like, I sort of lost all of my other things along the way because I was using it as an escape. So just like any other escape, right? We could think of many examples of ways people escape reality. This is one of them. And being a workaholic, or wanting to only just like serve and be good and, you know, do good in the world and show up for everyone else when in reality you're not showing up for yourself, is going to backfire, and it's going to have a really, really terrible price to pay with your life, with your family, with your marriage. So we don't want to be on either extreme. You know, we're going to find ourselves fluctuating between here and there. I myself have had times when I used my marriage as an excuse, where I blamed my marriage for not growing fast enough, where I told my husband it was his fault because, oh, you're going to be jealous if I make more money, or you're going to be upset when I have to work more hours, or whatever the thing was that my brain was telling me that my husband was going to think. And in reality, when I exploded at him and I'm like literally, you know, really started screaming at him one night because I was so annoyed that he was the one holding me back. He said, "What are you talking about? That would be so awesome if your business grew. And if you need, I'll support you. Like, tell me what you need." And that was a real big aha moment. Like, can you imagine communication skills? Like, wow. Just being able to speak it out and communicate and hear back what he said, like, what are you talking about? That's not true. You know, just pausing and letting that sink in. Definitely, I was not in a place of mind where I am now. And I still was really grateful to hear the truth so that I can move past that and arrive to where I am today. On the other hand, I find myself very often thinking, you know, wow, this makes me feel so much better. I can thrive here way better, way more. Like, people here care what I have to say. They're listening to my podcast, right? Like, I'm in their ears. It feels so good. I'm getting feedback. People are sending me emails, or, you know, they're responding to my Instagram posts or whatever thing I'm actually working on. It feels really good to be able to say, like, hey, I see the results on this end of the spectrum, let me just lean into that a little more, right? And I've had to create boundaries for myself, knowing my nature and how I love, you know, people pleasing and how I love to shine and how I love to do these things. And maybe sometimes I love to stay up late and this is another good excuse, you know, and sometimes being busy feels like I'm succeeding just because I'm busy. So I'll create extra work or I'll find new things to listen to or new trainings to watch or whatever. And I catch myself and I create boundaries and I create rules that keep me safe from falling into that mindset of, you know, workaholic or escapism. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about finding a balance. Now, while we're talking about this balance, I do want to tell you that I have a four-pillar system that I teach all of my students and that we all of everything I do is created around these four pillars. And that's one of the new things that's coming into the program, not into the program, into the podcast. The program has had this since the beginning, but you know, coming into the podcast is we're going to be talking more about the different pillars. And this is what I'm talking about when I'm saying pillars. There are four parts of your life that have to be balanced in order for you to be able to grow and thrive and really shine. The first one is the core, the thing that is holding all of it together and is the reason why we're here, and that's God. God is the center of it all. And when we have God at the center and when we have God touching all of the different parts, then we can stay aligned and we can stay connected. Okay, so we are going to be bringing God into the different topics. We've done this, you know, the entire time since we started the podcast, but now I'm going to really be focusing more on bringing it to your attention. When we talk about, for example, money and God, money and marriage, money and business, money and you, we're going to be really tearing it apart and focusing on the different aspects of each topic, because I think that it's really important for you to realize where we are out of balance or where we're a little bit off balance that we can adjust and get realigned. So God is the first pillar and is the core. So if you think of it as an illustration, God is that center core thing, and around it, there is the different parts of life. Now, the two main parts of life that we're going to be talking about that I always focus on is marriage and business. Marriage, because that is the core of your family life. That is the core of what everything else is affected by, right? Like when you talk to me, money, yes, money is affected by your marriage, and your marriage, when it's really good, money flows and everything's fine. When it's not good, suddenly there's like all these issues. Stuff isn't good. And, you know, you don't make enough or we don't have enough. Or there's like all this stuff comes up when the marriage isn't rock solid. Okay, so we're talking marriage. And then on the other side, we're talking business. Because as I said, for an extraordinary woman like myself and like you, we have these two things that really take up a lot of our time. And they take up a lot of our energy and they take up a lot of our focus because they're the two parts of us that where we can really be ourselves and be the best that we can be. Everything else can fall, you know, under that and between that and is affected by that. And then the last part, if we were talking about an illustration, so God was at the core, marriage and business were sort of working together around it like a puzzle. And then you are holding all of it. Okay, imagine your hands just, you know, holding all of that. And so you have your hands holding a sort of like a ball that has a core, and you're the container that holds all of your life and all of the parts of your life. And so the really, really important part of finding balance is making sure that you are able to hold all this stuff. There's a lot of great stuff happening, but if you collapse, if you can't control it, if you can't contain it, then there's not going to be much you can do. So you as the container and the vessel that is holding all of life and your life, you're going to find that in order to contain more in your life, more in your business, more abundance, more, you know, just expansion, you're going to have to expand. And so we do talk a lot about you as the container and the vessel who gets to expand as you expand all the things around you, as you expand the things that you're holding. So think about it this way. You know, a lot of people are like, your plate, you know, my plate is too small. I can't this and that. It's just too much. So what's the answer? It's like, so take something off your plate and then you'll have more room. So actually, no, it's get a bigger plate. It's expand yourself to allow for more. So instead of having to choose between your marriage or your business, instead of having to choose between growing this and investing in that or really thriving in either one, let's thrive in both. Let's create more air. Let's create more space. Let's create more abundance. Let's allow God to help us grow in a way that we can then receive and contain all of that abundance. Okay, so those are the four pillars: God, marriage, business, and you. And we are going to be having mini series in different topics. So, for example, January is all about money, February is about food and health, and so on. You get the idea, but the reason why I want to go so deep and not just like, you know, pick and choose here and there is because I really want to address these things from the different angles. And like we said, we're going to be talking in January about money and God, my relationship with money and my relationship with God and how they sort of merge together to create a healthy relationship with money, right? Why God created money and how all of this is affecting us. When we're talking about money and marriage, we're trying to find harmony between, you know, creating a God-centered home and also being able to be abundant, and they don't have to be either or. There's a lot of money drama in marriage. We're going to talk about control and how some people use money as a tool for control. There's going to be really great podcast guests this new fiscal year that is coming. I'm very excited about it. I'm bringing some of my old guests back because we've all grown so much, and some of these guests were with me like 2-3 years ago. I want to bring them back and really let them shine and discuss these issues in depth. Another example is, let's say, you know, money and business. We're going to talk about how to stay God-focused in a money-focused market and how to work in the business with money by creating cash flow and systems and things that help you make it optimized and easier and not work harder, okay? How about our attitude towards money when it comes to growing our business? All of that is going to be discussed when we delve into money and business. And then money and you. We're going to talk about how you spend money on yourself and what comes up when you think about that, right? It's like, I can't spend money on myself. I'll pay for it if it was for my kids, but I can't justify paying it for myself. Things like that, investing in yourself, fear of success. What if I actually do make it? And what's going to be? And how is that going to look? And oh my goodness, I have so much to say about this. And you will hear about my journey of, you know, everybody's talking about fear of failure. Actually, I find that extraordinary women have a lot more fear of success than fear of failure because we don't know how it's going to affect our lives. And we're afraid of the success because there's a lot of stories out there that don't paint success very positively, especially if you're God-centered, especially if you're marriage and family-centered. That's going to be really difficult. So we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about worthiness and deserving and money and, you know, why am I worthy? I have a ton of stories about that I'm going to share. One of them is very recent about my birthing experiences and what I'm planning for the coming birth. Yes, announcement. I am expecting in April, and I'm going to be taking off April, but you're probably not going to notice because I am hopefully batching some of the recordings and planning them out in a way that you will still get downloads into your podcast to be able to stay on top of things. Some good news about that is that, you know, I'll tell you at the end, there are some really fun ways that you can work with me now and get bonus things throughout the months afterwards when I'm actually in maternity leave. So let's just wrap up the four pillars and then talk about that. The four pillars are God, marriage, business, and you. Each one of those is so important and cannot be left behind while you go do the others, right? So it's like, you can't just be God-centered, build a business and be like, I'm just taking care of myself. I'm doing the thing that I need to do. And then I'm going to shine and, you know, be part of the world and do the thing and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm just sort of like going to neglect my family. Like, it doesn't work like that, right? And then you can't be all like God-centered. God wants me to build my family and not show up and not serve and just leave my business behind. Yeah, maybe, but you know, there's a reason why you have all the gifts you have. And it's sad to watch you put that aside and just like, let it collect dust. How do we bring it into your life in a way that doesn't feel like it's overpowering? How do we allow you to shine in a way that works for everyone, works for you, works for the people who need you? And, you know, obviously, if you have God in the center and marriage and business is great, but you are falling apart, you're feeling overwhelmed, you're feeling burnt out, believe me, nothing's going to move forward because you are the container of all of it. And if you're not functional, neither is going to be your marriage or your business or your relationship with God. So we have four pillars and they all need each other. We're going to be focusing on that so that you can really thrive. Okay. Now, we will have opportunities for questions and answers. So if you know already that you have a question that you want to address, I told you already, January is money, February is food and health, and so on. Send them my way. I love taking questions. I love answering questions on the podcast. And I also think that hearing someone else's question, even if you didn't have it yourself, will give you answers that, oh, I didn't think I needed that, but I actually needed to hear this right now. It's an amazing gift that you're giving the world by asking a question. So don't be shy and feel free to come and give your input by asking the question. Now, what has been exciting in this new fiscal year and my thoughts and feelings about having a baby this year and, you know, how I want to plan things and all these thoughts that I'm having is that I would really love to work with you right now when I have 3 solid months to work. And I'm excited about it. My body is like, you know, super focused to help as many people as possible. And I also was going to raise the price in 2024. And I decided to wait until after I get back because right now is a great opportunity to work with me. And it would be a shame if the price hike would be the reason why you don't do it. So I'm leaving the price the same as it was, $2,500 for 3 months of coaching, private coaching, just me and you one-on-one. It includes everything that I've ever taught. It includes all of my sessions and my meditations and my trainings and obviously, you know, support with me on Messenger or WhatsApp or any other way that you communicate and our one-on-one sessions, which, you know, will blow your mind. And on top of that, I'm realizing that because I'm going to have that time where I am off and I would love to be with my baby and just relax and not have to show up, I am going to gift whoever signs up now more extra time with the recordings and extra time with the meditation library. And basically you get more access to the things you would have only had 3 months to have. So this is a great opportunity for you. Start now, have me for 3 months And then when the 3 months are over, you'll still have the time to watch and consume a lot of the amazing content that is there for you to have. If anybody is going to not use up all of your time or, you know, sign up a little bit later and then have extra time at the end, that's fine. I will make sure that you get the amount of time that you need with me, and that's not a problem at all. If anything, you're going to be the first one to find out when I have the baby, because that's going to be really fun. This is so fun. I love it. I love being pregnant. I love having babies. I love being able to balance both my business and my family. And when people are like, you know, people ask me, how are you doing that? I'm like, I don't know. It just works. It makes sense because I've made it work for me, right? I'm not trying to do things the way that other people are expecting me to do things or how I should do it. I'm doing it the way that feels good to me. And I am modeling everything I want you to do in the world, right? So instead of trying to make it perfect, instead of trying to do it the way that it's supposed to be or other people expect you to do it, I just want you to do it the way you want to do it. And for me, this feels really good. So I'm excited about it. I am going to talk more a little bit about my journey and pregnancy and all of that when we get into the health. Also when we get into the money, because money had a lot to do with it too. It's been very interesting. And if you want to work with me and you're ready, and now it just happens to make so much sense because of all the bonuses and all of the timing that works and the pricing that isn't going up and all of that stuff, the thing that you should do right now is schedule a discovery call. You can go to connectedforreal.com/coaching and you'll find the link to schedule a discovery call there. Or you can email me and ask for the, you know, for the link of the discovery call. Or if you have any questions, you can email me and, you know, we'll happily just discuss it there. What happens in a deep dive discovery call is, first of all, it's 60 minutes long. You get an entire coaching session with me for free, because what I want to do is I want to listen to your specific situation, and I want to extract the main three things that we're going to be working on. Because it's a 3-month process, I want to make sure that we have three things to work on. Usually we'll get to more. Sometimes we'll really focus on one more than others, but for the most part, we want to have a roadmap that hits all three, and you'll see that it really works very well. So we extract the three main things that are holding you back or that are obstacles in your way or that you really want to address. Then we reflect on those and we refine them. So I'm going to offer you what I'm hearing from what you had to say, and you can adjust it and say, no, actually, this is more important than me, or it's for me, or I need this to really, really be this way or whatever. Okay. So we have that back and forth a little bit. And at the end, I create a roadmap for you with recommendations and practical steps. Now, at this point, you could be like, okay, thanks, bye. That's totally cool. And that's why this is a free, you know, free consultation. You don't have to take it. And if you do choose to take it, we basically put a personalized plan for you to continue working with me and reach these goals. And one of the most amazing things is I just had a session today with one of my clients. It was such a pleasure because we're only 2 months in. And she said, I can't even imagine. If you would have told me in 2 months that I would be so open to these new things and that I'd be able to take such action and that I'd be so comfortable being so confident, I would tell you there's no way. But now that I'm here, it's like, wow. So I want you to realize that it is possible and what is possible. And I think the main thing is that because it's personalized to you and you get the private one-on-one coaching, it's really it's the best way I can think of to get the fastest results and the most sustainable results, because you're working from the inside out. We do a lot of imagination and intuition and guided imagery. There's magic that happens during our sessions. I'm not going to lie. It's pretty amazing. And I invite you to come and schedule a 60-minute call with me. It's called a deep dive discovery call. And it's free and it's right here for you to discover what is possible for you. I love you so much. I'm excited to hear from you and continue this conversation further. I am already giving you a heads up that this week I'm going live with an amazing, amazing, amazing money and wealth consciousness coach, Laura Waldman. She's our next guest, the money series, and you're going to love it. You're going to love it. We're also going to have Yael Trush talk about God and money, and, you know, we're going to touch on different things, but I'm really excited about it because I think that you're going to find it extremely valuable and that it's going to also help us stay focused throughout the month on the different topics that we choose. Now, here are a couple things. If you have a topic that you really want me to address, send it my way, okay? If you have a guest that you really want to hear from, let me know. And if you want, make the connection. Really, I'm open to it. I'm happy to bring on people who are the right fit. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited. This is going to be a good new energy, new fiscal year. So these are my ideas. These are my thoughts. These are the systems that we're putting into place. If you're not yet on the email list, make sure you are, because that's where big advertisements. That's where big announcements are announced. That's also where you're going to find out what I'm having when I have it. And, you know, fun things happen in my email list. So definitely go check it out. If you want to get on my email list and you also want a guide to unravel overwhelm, that's probably the best way to do it. Go to connectedforreal.com/guide and you will be able to download the guide and get on my email list at the same time. So I highly recommend you do that if you're not on the list yet. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Thank you so much for listening. And I love you very much. Don't forget to stay connected for real.
And that's it. Thank you for listening to the very end. I would love if you can leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Those are things that tell the algorithm this is a good podcast, and make sure to suggest it to others. Wouldn't it be amazing if more people became more connected for real? And now take a moment and think of someone who might benefit from this episode. Can you share it with them? I am Revitzen Batren Grossman from connectedforreal.com. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can be connected for real.